My name is John Todd and I'm an area organiser based in the Glasgow office.
So John, tell me about how you first got involved with USDAR and then how you progressed to where you are now.
Yeah, well, I started off as a member of USDAR when I worked in the Co-op Distribution Centre up in Hart Hill. Then I get involved, like say, with the shop stewarding role. Done that for like say maybe about 5-6 years. Carried on and done a wee bit of health and safety. Done a lot of training courses, migrant workers training courses and things like that. Then I get made redundant with the company that I was working for. I went to work with a company who didn't recognise a trade union, but I kept my union fees going because I think it was important, just even for the legal services and all the work that I know that USDAR could help me with. So I kept my union fees going and eventually seen a position available as an area organiser based in Glasgow, and I says, well, why not? You know, it was always what I was wanting to do, so I decided just to go ahead and apply for it. I was lucky enough to get shortlisted and I went for an interview down in Manchester central office. Very, very happy that I got the job, and I learnt that about a couple of days later after the interview.
So tell me a bit about what's going on here today in George's Square.
Well, you know, listen, we're the trade union for people who work in the retail sector and distribution. We've got this bus here today. This bus has been travelling all over Scotland, well, all over Britain, because we're 125 years old this year. So what we want to do is we want to keep the profile of our union high. We're the fourth largest trade union in Britain. We're the fastest growing trade union in Britain. And we're here to just make sure that people who work in the retail sector know that they've got someone here to help them and protect them in the workplace.
And just going back to what you said a minute ago about when you were made redundant and you kept on being a member of the union because of those benefits, could you just talk me through a couple of them benefits?
Yeah, sure. Like say, you know, obviously the legal service that we've got here, I thought that was very important, especially working for a company who doesn't recognise a trade union, which says to me is like say if you have an accident in the workplace or whatever, what's going to happen there? But whereas I knew I would have the advice and support of the union and certainly very professional lawyers and employment law that could help me if I was needing to make, like say for instance, a claim or anything like that. And obviously we get the other wee benefits as well, like say you get your 20% off at Frankie and Benny's if you want to go there, and that's one of the good benefits as well if you're looking to take your family out for a wee meal.
Some very important things there for people of Glasgow to think about and to why they should be a member of the union and USDAR. Mm-hmm. But if you could say it all in just one sentence, why should someone be a member of USDAR?
Protection in the workplace for retail workers.
Perfect, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.